Hey, everybody, I'm Jeff Peterson here at Interstate Music, and with me is Troy Grove.
How's it going, man?
It's going good. You are actually going to be playing on that stage behind us.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you promise?
I promise.
You wouldn't just say that to me.
I was telling my buddy, Austin, who's going to be playing later, I was like, man, this place makes me feel bigger than I am.
So how big are you? Are you 5'2", 5'3", 5'1 and a quarter?
Well, if you look at one of my posters or my picture on Spotify or something, it's just my face. So I feel like people look at it and they're like, that guy's a 6'3" farmer and he's jacked.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine. And then they get to the show and they're like, oh, Troy, man, I could hang with that
really,
guy.
I'm,
and he won't kick my ass.
I'm 5'7". I got a beer belly. And that's about it.
Yeah, well, I'm 6'1" and I've got a quarter barrel.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
It's a real thing.
That's what I'm working towards.
It's dreams and goals, man.
Yeah,
dreams
but
and goals.
No, man, I am super excited. I don't think I've been this excited for a show in a long time.
So tell me a little bit about you as an original artist. I mean, you've been doing this for how long? How long have you wanted to do this?
Since I was a little kid, I would say probably 4 years old, I've either wanted one of two things. Be a singer, which was always number one.
Or a Schwinn bike.
Or believe it or not, a NASCAR driver. Those were my two things. I had a room full of Jeff Gordon merch. Man, it was awesome. But once I got to, I would say probably 15, I played piano for 10 years, 4 to 14.
Like lessons, the whole,
yeah,
you
lessons,
go play,
the whole
go to your room, 2 hours a night,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I did the whole classical piano thing.
Really?
And okay. Then at actually 14, I told my piano teacher that I wanted to play cover songs,
okay,
instead of this class.
The stuff you're listening to.
Yeah, because I'm losing it. I was losing the love for it. So she allowed me to do it, which kind of started a wave, and a few other people did it. But anywho, 14 is when I started thinking maybe I could do this.
Okay.
Played a few songs there, ended up quitting piano, picked up a guitar.
Start doing it.
Learned that, and then I would say at 15, it was on.
And when you started singing in front of people, mm-hmm, was that like light bulb went on? Like, I like what this looks like with,
yeah,
people in front of me listening to
actually,
me, enjoying,
yeah,
it? Or were you like, oh man, I'm not sure if this was a good idea?
Yeah, the reason that I got hooked was because in first grade, my dad loves to tell the story, but first grade there was a talent show, right? Okay. I wanted to do it. I wanted to sing.
Yep.
So we went up there, we did it. But
what the hell do you sing when you're a first grader in a talent show?
I sang "It's a Great Day to Be Alive" by Travis Tritt.
Shut,
yeah,
up.
Travis
first
Tritt.
First grader?
Yeah.
That's solid, dude.
Yeah. So he's my main influence, actually. But was having trouble going on stage. I was so scared.
Okay.
Because they packed out this
gymnasium
gym,
or auditorium. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was like, I don't know, 400 or 500 people there. And that's too much. For
first grader,
as a first grader,
right, you know? For sure.
So I cried, and they couldn't get me on stage. My dad came backstage. Long story short, ended up pushing me out there,
and he did
stayed
it.
Next to me, and then that's the loudest applause that I had ever heard.
That's awesome.
Anywhere. So from that moment, I was hooked, whether they liked it or not.
Right.
And then, So flash forward to 15, start playing these little cafes, and I couldn't play bars yet.
Right.
So, I enjoyed being around people and having them drawn into what I was singing to them.
Dude, that's awesome. And so country music was just everything. That's what you listened to. That's what you talked about, Travis Tritt. I mean,
yeah.
And that, so is that the type of influence you've always kind of ridden, even to you as an artist now? What do you think it's kind of morphed into?
Travis Tritt was the beginning. My grandfather used to play me all these old records, Johnny Cash and Merle,
sure,
and all these guys. But, every time I was in the car with my mom, we were listening to modern day country at that time,
yep,
which was real early 2000s. And then, so you got Travis Tritt, Tim McGraw, all those guys. And then as I got older, I would start listening to Jason Aldean,
okay,
who's a big influence for like live performances.
Yep.
Chris Young. I've never done really vocal lessons. Everything I've learned has pretty much been from Chris Young, trying to emulate that.
Yep.
But so every time I was in the car, it was country, with my mom, with my dad, we were listening to Southern rock,
yep,
or like Creed. So that's where Jason Aldean comes into,
sure,
play. Love the rock country thing.
Yep.
But yeah, man, that's just, it was off to the races.
Now this is not an easy industry to pay your bills. No. I mean, this is like there's a time frame there where you're just working it, you're grinding it, you're writing songs, you're co-writing, mm-hmm. you're playing gigs because you love it, you want to keep the passion alive. How have you been keeping that passion alive? I mean, I know you actually work at a barbecue place yeah. in Nashville and yeah. the whole thing. And it's I love the passion behind like just barbecue, Nashville, country music.
No
you're
doubt.
Not, you're keeping it
I'm
true.
I'm the staple, man.
You really are. You're keeping it true all the way through. But like, what are you doing to like still stay excited about it? I mean, with the social media,
yeah.
with the pressure of putting content out there and being unique and different and kind of blazing your own trail,
yeah.
how do you keep that passion? What have you been
so,
doing?
So when I first moved to Nashville, I was kind of, it was just me and my now fiance.
Yep.
And we were trying to figure out the whole thing. And so basically we got a job at this barbecue place,
yeah.
Martin's Barbecue Joint.
Shout out.
And so we were just working, and that was it. And I tried to, you know, I played downtown on Broadway, did that for a little while, kind of got sick of playing all these covers for 4 hours, you know.
Yep.
Like, if somebody pays $100, you're playing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yep.
There's no question.
Right.
So you do that 4 or 5 times, and it's like, you know,
yep.
gets kind of old. So.
Yep.
So once COVID happened and I got furloughed from the barbecue place, then it sparked again. I found, you know, TikTok was something that I never thought that I would be on.
I don't think anybody thought they were
yeah,
going to be on.
Yeah, because I was like, man, that's for the young kids.
What's up with this tickety-tack?
So I go on TikTok, start making these videos, and it kind of reignited the spark.
Yeah.
So I'm posting original stuff. I can post whatever cover I want
yep.
and love it. So did that, gained a pretty big following from it, and now I'm able to play stuff like this.
And what do you want to be next in your career path? I mean, obviously, if somebody big calls you up and says, I want you opening up for me, you're yeah. saying yes,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But as far as, like, what are you kind of planning? What are you planning as far as rights? What are your next steps of what you're trying to do to keep the career fire burning?
Yeah, my next step would be to find that one song that's going to blow up
yep.
on social media, whatever, and release that. So that way, whenever that rolls around and we can start getting paid from it,
yeah,
then I can quit the barbecue joint, which yep. is my ultimate goal,
yeah,
and be full-time musician where I can, you know, I'm not 40 hours, 50 hours at work
yeah.
and then trying to go somewhere after and write or go somewhere and play.
Yep,
I just want to do that full-time so it's got all my attention and I can put out better music.
Well, and it's tough. It's tough to fit it all in.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I've got so much respect for you and other artists that are out there trying to work the plan. Because if you just keep writing music, keep playing every once in a while, trying to figure out, and you don't have some kind of structure built around what you're trying to accomplish, yeah. it doesn't happen as quick, or it might never happen. So
yeah.
I love hearing that you've kind of got this concept and this plan in place.
Yeah, it's been a plan in the making for a while, but since I started releasing music, it's just been kind of building and building and building. So I believe that within the next song or two, we're going to have that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I'm excited.
And you've got an amazing support group. I mean,
yeah.
you've got so many great friends that are in the industry, in Nashville, and it's just cool to see that just solid group of friendship
yeah.
working and helping each other and keeping kind of the energy alive, you know, from your next song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw you guys rehearsing and all of you know each other's original songs.
Yeah.
And you're singing them and you're like all fired up for each other. And I think that's important too. And
yeah.
and if you don't have that, again, it's like what's pushing you, you
yeah.
know, if you're just doing it on your own.
And a lot of times the people that you surround yourself with in Nashville, you're going to end up loving their songs or you're not going to be friends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's the two things. You can write with them, whatever, but you got to be passionate about their music too if you're going to take them with you.
Yep.
And I think the friend group that we've got, like, you know, Austin's here, Graham's here, and you're seeing the dynamic
oh,
that we
solid.
All have.
It's crazy. It's awesome.
And I think that it's pretty exciting to look into the future. It's kind of like, you know, friend groups go up together.
Yep.
Like Hardy, Morgan Wallen, and Ernest.
Yeah, yeah, it's real.
I think we might be the next wave.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more happy to have you here at Interstate Music. And honestly, to hear your original music and to really feel that it's authentic.
Yeah.
It's you. I mean, where are you from originally?
I'm from Maryland.
Okay.
So I'm on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
So it's not exactly what people say. Oh, that's where every big country.
Yeah, no, no. I think
the, where is this coming
the
from?
The only person that I know of that's like big time is Brothers Osborne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm from like kind of Southern Maryland.
Sure.
We just call it the Eastern Shore, but the further south you go there, the more you know Southern it is.
Yeah, it starts to make sense.
And it's to me, it's pretty similar to Tennessee,
yeah.
where I'm from, and nobody believes it. But I would love for people to see that.
Well, I love it. So what do you have that you're releasing soon, or what's the next thing that people should be paying attention to?
So I have a song called Cost of Loving You that's coming out. We put out a song called DUI, and then this is kind of a follow-up song to that.
Yeah.
Kind of same kind of vibe. And then we're going to go it's more, I want to say, pop country, but
sure.
It's a style of pop that has never been done in country before. So we're enjoying the process on this one, and then we're going to go right back to the kind of cowboy theme that I've built up.
Yep.
And we're going to stick to that.
Well, you're true to it, man.
Yeah, it's country, and yeah, I'm naturally that way, so that's where I like to be.
Well, it's been great getting to know you. It's been great listening to your songs, becoming a fan of yours, and I'm gonna be a follower. I'm gonna be your best hype guy.
Yeah, dude. I'm so excited to be here at Interstate, man.
Awesome. Everybody, thanks for joining. This is Troy Grove. I'm Jeff Peterson. We're here from Interstate Music. Pay attention to this guy. He's going places.
Thank you, man.